What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I just got a reader email saying, if Trump is aligned with ISIS, how come we have all these photographs of John McCain with the ISIS leadership? Which is a legitimate, valid question to be asking right now. Let's take a phone call. Mateus up in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I've got a list of 10 things, so just cut me off whenever you get bored. Can I just start going through them? You just give your comment?
Yep.
Okay.
Just go.
So the Bernie Sanders... okay, next one, I got confused. So when Cameron is giving his resignation speech, at one point he said, from the bottom of my heart, I mean this, and he's actually having to glance down multiple times during that sentence to read that it's really from the bottom of his heart. Like, what a
joke. Like,
to Trump.
It's like the other day when Hillary was reading the teleprompter and she read out, you know, there was an instruction in there to heave a sigh, and she just read the word sigh.
No way.
Yes way.
Oh, wow.
Yes way.
Oh, I love that. Okay, what I was trying to get at, that, okay, if Bernie Sanders backs Clinton, that, in my opinion, would actually make more votes for Trump than if he didn't back Hillary, because of the fact that if he just does not back her, then his supporters are going to stay in the Democratic Party. But if he backs Hillary, his supporters are going to be so upset they actually will defect and go over to Trump.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. The polls are showing that even if Hillary... Can you turn down your radio, because I'm getting feedback?
I don't have anything on.
All right, well, I'm getting an echo on this phone line. Even if Bernie Sanders were to accept a vice presidential slot besides Hillary, half his supporters are going to cross party lines and vote for Donald Trump. And so I think at this point, Sanders has no reason to endorse Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing he wants, and he wants to keep his options open. If he endorses her and she goes down, then that's going to take him down as well. I think he's just biding his time. He's betting, if you will, on Hillary taking a fall for at least one of her crimes. You've got the racketeering investigation into the Clinton Foundation. You've got the email server investigation. I still think that she was using that weak email server to sell secrets to other countries in exchange for donations. I mean, there's all this stuff going on. She's not going to be able to hold it all off between now and November. And I think that's why Bernie Sanders wants to stay isolated from her. Because when she goes down, the shrapnel is going to be all over the place.
So do you think if Bernie supports Hillary, will that make more or less Bernie supporters vote for Trump?
I think if Bernie Sanders were to endorse Hillary Clinton, it would bring some but not all of his supporters behind Hillary Clinton. There's a large number of his supporters that are going to vote Democratic out of party loyalty anyway, but there are about half of them are going to vote for Donald Trump before they'll vote for Hillary. So
okay, I get it.
Sanders' endorsement may swing a few percentage points back and forth, but it's not going to trigger like a major in or major out.
Okay, I understand your answer on that. Okay. Remember when there was this a whole bunch of Google searches of Britons searching for what is the EU?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what comes to mind is a bunch of dumb white Britain, probably young, dumb, searching for this. That's the idea that you get in your head. But when it's probably all the immigrants that are illegally voting, that just illegally voted to stay. And then
let me insert here, because certainly the corporate media spin was that all the people who voted to leave didn't know what they were voting for, and they were behind all these searches. Now, obviously, there's no way to know what somebody's motive is when they do a Google search. I think more than likely it's all the people who were voting remain were so shocked by the outcome, they decided maybe they needed to do a little more due diligence and find out just what it was about the EU that the Remain people hated so much. And I think that's the most likely outcome.
Right, and it might be a lot of the illegal immigrants that voted to Remain because they were told to.
Yes.
They are the ones that don't know what the EU is, legitimately. But anyway, yeah, it's not the dumb British that didn't know why they were leaving. It's probably it's what you said, and the immigrants that don't know what the EU is.
Well,
remember,
you know first of all, the illegal immigrants aren't supposed to vote in British elections, just like they're not supposed to vote here. So I'm not sure how big a factor that is. But again, I think the most likely explanation is that the people who had been convinced to remain by all the propaganda from David Cameron are now waking up and realizing something else was going on that their corporate media was not sharing with them. And that's the reason for the surge in Google searches. Anyway, let's move on to another topic because we're running short on time.
Yeah, okay. You know how you always say the politicians don't want to tell the truth even once? Otherwise, we get the taste of it, and we can tell the difference between the truth and the lie?
Yes.
Well, apply that same wisdom to allowing the people to have an honest vote. So they don't want to let us have an unrigged election, even once. Otherwise, we might get the taste of liberty in our burning in our belly again. And so this was a big mistake that they didn't steal enough
well,
of the votes.
Okay, Mateus, okay, basically, if they held an honest election, they'd all be out of a job. And I want to take a minute here to welcome our on-air affiliates back to our network. We're talking about Brexit. We're talking about vote fraud. Just more and more people around the world waking up and realizing that the trappings of democracy are, in fact, mostly an illusion.
Definitely. Remember when Turkey was in the spotlight for having the president and the top of the military was caught on audio recording plotting a false flag? Remember, like about a year ago?
Okay.
It was like all...
Okay.
Also about Turkey. Turkey wants membership in the EU, but that's not going to happen.
Well, they're backing off on that right now.
Right, but they did want that. And that would mean unity with Western countries. So now we have this attack in Turkey. The president comes out and says the solution is unity with Western countries.
Well, Turkey is kind of a loose cannon on deck. I mean, now all of a sudden he's doing a kiss and make up with Israel. He's trying to reestablish relations with Russia. And so, in the view of the world leaders, Russia and Europe are an either-or deal. Again, we're not sure what Erdogan's real agenda happens to be at the moment.
Well, he came out and said that we have to have unity with Turkey and Western countries, or else these kind of attacks are going to happen, and there's no difference between Istanbul and Washington and London, and it's just coincidentally the same agenda that he would have gotten if he would have been able to become a member of the EU. So it just seems kind of like maybe shoot himself, get some sympathy, try to justify.
Well, what's going on basically is that, he's sending out mixed messages and nobody's really sure, what it is he's trying to do. And that is a major problem.
Okay, and it's the last thing. You mentioned Tony Blair earlier, and I just want to remind everyone that this piece of bovine excrement got up in person, on stage, in front of everybody, and said he wants to abolish the Magna Carta. So anytime you think Tony Blair, or anything that he wants, that's the guy who wants to abolish the Magna Carta. Like, what a joke.
Well, we're hearing the same thing here in the United States, where George W. Bush called the Constitution a blankety-blank piece of paper. Now we've got this federal judge out there saying, we shouldn't be studying, the Constitution. It's outdated, and we're just going to throw it all away. But the wrinkle on that is, not so much for the Magna Carta, but here in the United States of America, okay, the authority of that federal government rests on that Constitution. If there's no Constitution, the federal government has no lawful authority. And that's something that they need to deal with. The federal government is trying to do to the United States of America what Juncker's trying to do to the European Union. to just declare a super state, and all the other safeguards and checks and balances get thrown out the window.
And I agree with you that the super state, the attempt at the super state in the EU is just going to make everyone run for the exits that much faster.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This will spark the move. At this point, with 34 different referendums scheduled, you know, the EU is starting to come apart because it was a raw deal for ordinary people, and people are just, they're fed up with these giant governments that do nothing but loot and plunder and spy and suppress our rights, and people are just fed up, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you, Mateus. We're going to let you go here, getting on back to the economy. Business optimism is now the lowest since the height of the financial crisis. And let's be honest, we're still in the financial crisis. They keep trying to tell us it's over, it's done with, vote the incumbents back in. But it's ridiculous. This economy is not working because it is hideously lopsided. All of the wealth is concentrated at the top. And for a healthy, functioning economy, you have to have currency flowing in ample supply at all levels of society into all necessary areas of investment. And when it's all piled up in just one big stack over the money junkies, the economy is going to lock up because there aren't enough money junkies to go to all the shopping malls and buy all the manufactured products to keep a consumer-based economy going. And prior to the crash of 2008, 60% of the U.S. economy was consumer spending. And the bankers are out there saying, please use your credit cards, borrow more money, just keep things going. Well, we don't want to borrow any more money. We want jobs that pay decent wages and salaries so we can go buy the stuff that's in the shopping mall and everybody's going to be happy. But we're dealing with a group of people who literally are addicted to other people's wealth. And they're not thinking clearly at all. Now, an interesting development, George Soros has bet $110 million against Deutsche Bank. He's basically shorting them. He's convinced they're going to take a major, major fall, and he's going to make a bunch of money. Nigel Farage is out there saying that it's absolute rubbish, blaming Brexit for the stock losses. And by the way, most of those stock losses have now been recovered. And it was an emotional reaction to Brexit, nothing concrete. Wall Street brokers like to refer to investors as the thundering herd. And they are easy to spook. And that's what the Brexit did. There were so many warnings in the corporate media, Brexit will cause everything to implode, that of course investors panicked when the Brexit vote happened. Nigel Farage went on to say that having no trade deal at all with the European Union is still better than what Great Britain has now. And first of all, we're already hearing that member nations of the EU are going to do business with Great Britain. Russia's going to do business with Great Britain. And they're going to be free of all the interference from Brussels, like curvy bananas. It really is ridiculous. Now, no doubt you've been hearing on the corporate media about America's economic growth. Now, first of all, you need to understand something. In an economy in which all currency is the product of a loan at interest, growth means an increase in the total indebtedness of society. They call it growth because it sounds positive. The economy is growing. Wow, that sounds like a really... No, it means you're plunging deeper into debt. So you need to keep that straightened out. Second, in the first quarter of this year, 58% of the growth in the U.S. economy came directly from Obamacare. They're forcing money out of your pocket to keep their little Ponzi scheme going. Nobody did this by choice. Now, there's another article over in Economic Policy Journal. Scathing new report shows just how bankrupt Social Security really is. And they're talking about two of the main trust funds, the Old Age Survivors Insurance and Disability Insurance. And according to the calculations and analysis, disability insurance actually went broke several months ago. And rather than try and correct the situation in an election year, Congress simply passed a bill to allow money from the Old Age Survivors Insurance to be pumped into disability insurance to keep it going. And it's a very short-sighted solution because it's not really a solution at all. It's a Band-Aid. It's kicking the can down the road. And when we posted this article to whatreallyhappened.com, we paired it with an article I wrote quite a long time ago. Bill Clinton looted Social Security to create his federal budget surplus. And that is something you need to keep in mind as we head into the elections. The reason Social Security is in trouble is that Bill Clinton grabbed the cash buildup for the baby boomer retirements, and he spent it as general revenues. That's where he got his amazing federal budget surplus, by embezzling the retirement money of American workers. And they can't pay it back. In a very real way, the U.S. government has already defaulted against the American worker. And it was a strategic default because they figure you can't do anything about it. You can't harm the U.S. government's credit rating. And you're going to, once the election is over in November, you're going to start hearing about, well, we have to cut Social Security benefits, or we're going to have to raise Social Security taxes, which is a polite way of saying you're going to have to pay twice for your benefits, and you may not even get them then as well. But that's what happened. Bill Clinton emptied that cash buildup for the baby boomers. And now the baby boomers are retiring. There isn't enough money to cover them. Now, here's a weird story. There's a guy who lives in Greeley, Colorado, at the Sterling Heights apartment. And he hung up an American flag on his balcony. Just a regular American flag, not rainbow, not the one with Obama, just the real, genuine, official, authentic American flag. He got notified by the Homeowners Association that he had to take it down. Because apparently there is a policy at this condo to be fair to residents by limiting displays, such as signs, flags, or decorations that may be offensive and disruptive to the community. Well, I have a reply to that. If you find the flag of the United States of America offensive in any way, kindly leave. Because as Theodore Roosevelt himself said, if you're going to come to this country through the legal immigration system, you will adapt to our culture. You will adapt to our language. You will adapt to our nation. You don't get to come into this country and then say, I find the flag of the United States to be offensive. This is worse than what they were doing with the flag of the Confederacy. What are they going to replace it with? The LGBT symbol? Now, speaking of LGBT, as you know, Target has adopted this policy of allowing people to use whatever restroom they want. And even though it has cost them, they're maintaining that policy. The CEO will not budge on it. Now, apparently, they've got an epidemic problem of perverts going into the girls' room with hidden cameras to take video of them. That's pretty sick. That's pretty ridiculous. Okay. Let's talk about human-caused global warming. And we've had a second day or a second time recently where the sun is totally devoid of sunspots. And there's an article out there at the New York Post saying that it's time to admit it. This is a new Maunder minimum. This is the beginning of a new mini ice age. And they're drawing a parallel with the north of the wall in Game of Thrones. All the ice and snow is coming. And they're absolutely right. That's what the history is. Down in Australia, and yes, it is the middle of their winter, but they are getting record cold temperatures down there. Major hail over in China. We had snow here in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago. This human-caused global warming was a lot of nonsense. It wasn't science, it was politics. It was there to trick you out of your money for carbon credits and carbon taxes and trick you into obedience to a global environmental authority. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Oh, Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about human-caused global warming, which has just been this gigantic fraud. Anybody who says there's no such thing as wide-ranging conspiracies, we got one right here. And it involved the United Nations, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Hadley Climate Research Unit, Penn State, NASA, NOAA. All of these organizations have been compromised. NASA and NOAA are still out there saying this is the hottest year on record. And it isn't. Now, there's an article that came on out in the Express over in Great Britain talking about a study published in the journal Nature, where apparently there was a research project over at the Large Hadron Collider over at CERN that's starting to look at the interaction of cloud seeds, little tiny particles and aerosols, that trigger cloud formation and cool the planet. And now they're beginning to realize that all of these particles have been coming from trees, not necessarily human activity, and been coming from trees since they first grew at the time of the dinosaurs. In other words, they still don't know what's actually going on. And they're looking at these little tiny details and getting the funding for it. But the bottom line reality is, climate on Earth is dominated by two factors. One is solar radiation, and the sun is at a very low level of intensity right now. Now, we know that during the last decline in solar activity, the Maunder Minimum, it triggered the mini ice age, and it seems to be happening now. The second factor that controls climate on Earth is the changing shape of Earth's orbit, which oscillates between circular and elliptical over 100,000-year cycles. When the orbit is more elliptical, the Earth spends more time further away from the sun, following Kepler's laws of orbital motion, and we get the ice ages. As the Earth's orbit returns to circular, we get the interglacial periods, which is what we're in right now. So until Al Gore can actually control the energy output of the sun or shift the Earth in its orbit, all the carbon taxes and carbon credits in the world are not going to stop climate change. Because climate is always changing. It always has. It always will. It's this idea that we can have a world frozen in a specific climate that's artificial and unnatural. And who gets to decide? Because what is a great climate for people at the equator may not be very good for people living in the northern latitudes. Who gets to decide that? But again, remember back in 2000, the headlines were saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And by the way, all the media outlets have now scrubbed all those articles. They've all been Orwellized, but we save copies. And we've had several record-setting winters since. And they've got a record-setting winter down under. And I'll tell you right now, we can expect a really bad winter in the Northern Hemisphere this year. That's what's going on. Now, apparently over in WorldNet Daily, they're writing an article, and they're not alone, talking about this witness the defendant in a corruption case that involved a known Clinton associate. All of a sudden dying from a crushed larynx in the barbell. And it's, again, raised questions about the Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton dead bodies list and how many people who seemed to be in the way of the Clintons wind up dead. Remember when Ron Brown was being investigated for selling seats on those commerce flights during Bill Clinton's presidency? And he literally came on out and said, I'm not going to go down alone on this. And then very suspicious air crash and he was gone. Now, I have a list of 108 names in my dead bodies list. WorldNet Daily says they have 46. I've got an email from somebody saying they've got 213 that they're looking at. As you dig more and more, you begin to find out people who've died under questionable circumstances had information on the Clintons. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break from commercials, and we will be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about computers, which, as our technology gets more fragmented and decadent, it's just harder and harder to use. And right now, in addition to the ISP that handles the What Really Happened website, I have a second ISP that handles the websites for, well, Claire's Music and so forth. And I just got a notice from them saying, we've upgraded our servers, change your name servers to blah, 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 blah. And I went over to DirectNIC and I changed the name servers, and I've discovered that DirectNIC will not allow you to see and edit your DNS unless they're using their name servers. And so I've been going back and forth with this ISP and DirectNIC to try and find some way out of this mess, because if I'm using, they're telling me I have to use the name servers at the ISP, and DirectNIC is saying, no, you got to use our name servers, and can't seem to get together. Now, over in the world of Windows 10, Microsoft has been forced to back off from what was seen as a dirty trick Windows 10 upgrade prompt, where there was a little window, get ready to upgrade to Windows 10, and there was a little red X, which most people took to mean close the window. And it turned out that Microsoft had said, well, clicking on the X is your permission to upgrade your machine. And it has triggered a tremendous backlash, and Microsoft has said, all right, we'll make it the closed gadget again. Now, the good news is they're coming to the end of their free upgrade offer, which means we're not going to have to deal with all this nonsense, constantly be on guard against forced upgrades of our machine. But it is very angering. And as I mentioned last week, there's a woman who successfully sued Microsoft for $10,000 for the damage to her business and data caused by a forced upgrade to Windows 10. I think there should be a class action lawsuit. We have to reaffirm the old principle of the customer is always right. If you want to be in business and be a success, you sell the customer what the customer wants. You don't sit up there and say, you're going to buy what we're going to tell you to buy, and we're going to get the government to force you to buy it. That's fascism. Now, over at Tech Republic, they have an article on new security threats are costing businesses $1 million per incident. This is from EMC, saying that new hacker threats are appearing so rapidly, nobody can deal with them. Now, our economy cannot afford this loss in productivity. Time spent working out, you know, malware, cleaning your machines, security systems, figuring out what they did with the DNS, all of that stuff is time that could be spent doing what we do to make money, but we can't do that anymore. This is a clear and present danger to our economic survival. And what is the government doing about it? The exact same thing they did when that consulate in Benghazi was attacked. Nothing at all. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the week, California is looking at mandating vaccines for adults. And you will be liable to criminal penalties if you do not get these 30, 40 chemicals shoved into your arm. A listener wrote into the email saying that's the reason the FDA is getting guns, to literally force you to take the vaccines. You have to wonder what's in there that they are so intent on getting it shoved into our arm. A new form of soma, sterilization. We don't really know, and we can't trust them. Another very tragic story. This is out of Government Slaves. 2-month-old infant, after receiving 8 vaccines, suffered apnea and died. Pediatrician assured the mother, the vaccines are safe. Oh, they're perfectly safe. The sales reps have told me these are perfectly safe. If you read those package inserts, it says things like this can cause sudden infant death. But if your kid dies, we're going to claim that you shook the baby to death and put you in jail. Profits over people. The Obama administration has approved over 1,500 offshore fracking permits in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, I would think after that Deepwater Horizon disaster, a more cautious approach to drilling into these extremely high-pressure reservoirs might be warranted. But no, we're just going to go on back down and just shove more pipes down there and hope for the best. We'll just hope for the best. And if it all blows up, I'm sure we can count on Obama and one of his daughters going back on down to the Gulf of Mexico and swimming in some water that's really close to the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually part of it. We're being ruled with public relations, and that's not a legitimate form of government. Now, over in Michigan, Governor Rick Snyder's private attorneys have been caught withholding key documents that the Michigan Attorney General's office requested regarding that Flint water probe. Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. That's how government operates. Let things go to heck. When it blows up, cover it all up. We'll blame ISIS. ISIS poisoned Flint's water supply. Now, I've been joking for a long time that the quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. has been very poor of late. And maybe they're water is full of lead, and maybe they're just taking too many of those prescription antidepressants. And it turns out I was actually right, because apparently somebody finally got around to testing the water in the House office building, and apparently found it had lead levels slightly above the EPA standard. And they're going to provide bottled water for drinking by the politicians at taxpayer expense. But between tainted water and the after effects of prescription psychiatric medication, we're literally medicating and lead poisoning our entire nation into mental instability. Really is absurd. Okay, let's see. Apparently over in California, they've been trying to develop a high-speed rail system. It's cost billions and billions of dollars, $68 billion, and now they're thinking about actually canceling it, because they're not sure they can even get it to work. And it was all about funneling money to political cronies here. And we've got the same situation going on the island of Oahu, where we have this light rail system that's being built primarily to draw tourists out of Honolulu and take them over to the Disney Resort. And it's already gone billions over budget. It's years behind schedule. It's made an absolute disaster of traffic patterns all along the southern part of Oahu. And if you know anything about Oahu's topography, there's this narrow gap that connects the area by Honolulu and Hawaii Kai out with the western part. And there are no alternative routes around that unless you want to drive all the way around the windward side. And it's just made a nightmare of traffic. And a lot of people are not happy with it. In fact, somebody actually broke into the warehouse where they're storing the light rail cars and graffitied up one of them. So, anyway. Now, a couple of science stories here. As I mentioned yesterday, on Monday, the 4th of July, the Juno probe is going to be encountering Jupiter. And they're going to use a gravity maneuver to capture Juno and put it into a polar orbit around the planet Jupiter. And it's very risky because Juno is going to be going closer to Jupiter than any other probe. And it's a very hostile environment. Jupiter's magnetic field is 20,000 times as strong as here on Earth. It captures all kinds of particles from the solar wind, from Jupiter itself. And they've literally armor-plated this spacecraft, and they're still not 100% certain that it's going to survive unscathed. But if it does, there's going to be some amazing data coming out of it. Now, here's a story. This is over in Sitcho. And the headline is Earth-like Martian Past. And they're talking about how the Curiosity probe has revealed a class of chemicals in the soil, manganese oxides. And these are very interesting because here on Earth, manganese oxides are formed by microbial activity. And they're already out there saying that this shows that there may have been life on Mars in the past. And NASA's getting a little too politically oriented because they'll never make a declarative statement. May have been life in the past. Maybe this and maybe that. And I paired with that the story I wrote on the Viking missions, the labeled release experiment, and Dr. Gilbert Levin. We're going to try and get him back on the show to talk about this because we all know what's going to happen. Curiosity or some follow-on probe is going to declare that they are the discoverers of life on Mars. And that credit for the discovery should go to Dr. Gilbert Levin. And if you read the article I wrote about that, I start off with all of the great discoveries and achievements that have been credited to the wrong people because of politics and corporate interests. History really is very distorted by those in places of power with the ability to distort it. Do you know why this country is called America instead of Colombia? Because Amerigo Vespucci was good buddies with the king. And Columbus was kind of a pain in the neck. So they gave the credit for the discovery to Amerigo Vespucci, and it wasn't until Columbus' son wrote a biography that anybody knew that Columbus had actually been the first one to make that crossing over to the New World. History is full of unsung heroes, unsung discoverers. And if we have any respect for history, we need to stop letting that happen. Now, there's another article that came on out. This is coming from the Parkes Radio Telescope. And there's a wonderful movie called The Dish, made in Australia, centering on the Parkes Radio Telescope, which was part of the network set up to monitor the Apollo 11 mission. And it's a very wonderful movie. It captures the feeling of the time and the music very, very well. And if you've seen that movie, that's the Parkes Telescope. Well, the Parkes Telescope has discovered these immensely powerful radio bursts. And they're calling them the most perplexing mystery in astronomy. It's a very broadband signal. And because it's broadband, the arrival times of the different frequencies shift as it travels through space, which allows them to estimate that these signals are originating literally billions of light years away from Earth. And they're trying to figure out what's going on, because they don't repeat. So you're not dealing with a pulsar. It's a one-time-only event. And I'm going to take a absolute wild guess here that when a star goes nova or supernova, there's that shell of plasma that gets ejected from the star, and when it crosses the star's magnetic field, the interaction of free electrons and the magnetic field is going to act as a natural magnetron, which you have to be my age to understand what that is. And that's going to create this brief burst of intense radio energy. Now, it's just a guess. Got nothing to support it. But that's my guess here. Now, apparently down in Mexico, there's a bit of a stink because members of the Jehovah Witnesses Church have been accused of vandalizing a 7,000-year-old pyramid as part of their campaign against devil worship. And apparently they caused damage at the base of a pyramid at the San Bartolo Tulotepec archaeological site. And a lot of people are very, very upset because to the Mexicans, these ancient monuments are as significant as Mecca for the Muslims or the Vatican for the Catholics. And I understand everybody has their religious beliefs, but again, you don't use religion to go on out and cause damage to other people's property. Have a religion, but respect other people's religion. This idea of going on out and we're going to destroy all evidence of the heathen gods. I mean, look at the damage that's been done. I'll give you a good example. Easter Island, which is famous for all the stone-carved moais. Easter Island, or Rapa Nui, is very unique in Polynesian history because it was the only Polynesian island that evolved a written language called Rongo-Rongo. And when the Christian missionaries first showed up on Rapa Nui, the first thing they did was gather all the wooden tablets of Rongo-Rongo, the history of the Rapa Nui people, and they burned them. I mean, to the Rapa Nuian people, that was as great a crime as the burning of the library at Alexandria and the slaying of Hypatia. And a little bit of an irony there, because the cure for the great plagues that ravaged Europe was known to have been in some of the books at the Library of Alexandria. But they were all destroyed. They were burned to heat the public baths. And it's a bad thing to do, I think. And like I said, good people are going to do good things, bad people are going to do bad things, and both will claim religion is their reason for doing that. All right, we're coming up here on the top of the hour, and Patrick Knowlton, let's look at some of these other stories coming on out here. Let's see, final Benghazi report released. Obama, Clinton lied, didn't take action to save lives, but they still jailed that filmmaker who supposedly made this movie, which turned out never to exist. It was a trailer only. And again, no sacrifice is too great to get the powers that be what they want. Lie about the video, jail the videographer who was accused for it. And it just goes on and on and on. Israeli forces have raided Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for a second day. 7 injured, 4 detained. Israel's trying to provoke a response from Palestine that can then be seized on as the excuse for a whole new attack. That's how the game is played. Provoke, provoke, provoke. You get a reaction. You call the reaction the initiating event. How dare they? And the war is on. And right now, as the globalist agenda starts to crumble, kicking off that new world war seems to be their top priority. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to skip on back to the Brexit because authorities in Great Britain are now launching an investigation into the massive fraud that was committed with that petition for a second referendum. And remember, the people were out there saying, second referendum, the old people shouldn't be allowed to vote. They're not going to have to live with the consequences. And, of course, it was the older people who voted for leave because they're old enough to remember how much better life was prior to the European Union. The younger voters have never known any world other than being part of the EU. And so they went with, well, let's just keep on doing what we're doing now. So there's an investigation in there, and tensions are very, very high. Apparently, the police actually closed the parliament building over what they thought was a bomb threat, and apparently it turned out just to be an abandoned car. Had it suffered a mechanical breakdown, just pulled over to the side. The driver came back and said, you know, it's just broken. But everybody's nervous, because we know when politicians don't get what they want through politics, they resort to violence. In fact, you could say that war is a failure of the political process. Story coming out of PatriotRising.com. FEMA readies for civil unrest and food shortages, coming crisis of epic proportions. And that's certainly reasonable. Because if you look at what's going on down at Venezuela, where they're now having to have armed guards on food delivery trucks, because the supply chain is collapsing, because there isn't enough currency in circulation to operate it. And the same thing's going to happen here. And it's going to be a lot worse than the Depression of the 1930s. Because in the 1930s, a lot of Americans were still spread out across the rural landscape. There were fields around where they could be growing food. And today, we've all been herded into these giant human ranches called cities. And there are no alternatives to that corporate supply chain. And even more insane, looking at the possibility of a collapse, we have a government that is trying to make it illegal to have any alternatives to that corporate supply chain, banning gardens on your food gardens on your own property. You're only allowed to have decorative plants. Making it illegal to collect rainwater on your own property. That's how completely out of control this whole situation has become. So we're seeing Europe is starting to fragment. We're hearing talk about secession in Texas. We're talking about sovereignty and independence here in Hawaii. I think it's time for a new term. The FedExit. It's time to get free of the slavery of private central banking. Because that's what it is. Private central banks are a system of enslavement by debt obligation. Got to take a break for our top of the hour station ID. We'll be back with Patrick Knowlton after these few words.
I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.